Alan, I've been noticing a lot of activity and a lot of comments and excitement on your Facebook page. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, Albert, what we've been doing in the last 4 or 5 weeks is we've been organizing with our art director, Alex Korolenko, brides doing a different style of photography for the studio. Years ago, people would think of studio photography as being done something with a blue background or a brown background. If you look at some of the parents out there, they have that. And I was one of the photographers back then that did that. And lately, going into the late 2005 to 2010, a lot of white background, because that was the really the big thing then. And since 2008 to 2012, there's been a lot of outdoor photography, which a lot of couples like. But there's been couples that have been asking me, like, okay, what else is there to do? Like, we've done the, you know, the railroad tracks and the bank and the back alleys with the graffiti, these sorts of shots. So, you know, we're kind of like looking for something else because we don't want to just repeat what we've been seeing for the last 5 years. So what else is available? So what we've done is we've gotten five gals together, and we've gotten dresses from Irma's Bridal, and we put them into the studio, and we've changed the whole look of the studio. We've added new backdrops. We've added new sets. We've added furniture to create four different looks in the studio that represents a bride in a very, very different way. So the lighting has been restylized. We bought more equipment to create a certain glamour look. We've also added the vintage look to it as well, with different parts of furniture. And also we've added a location to this whole process to show what does this look like also on a location. So not just the studio, but also a location. So the main point of all of this is to give brides another idea of what they can get for their wedding day, not necessarily do everything in the studio, but maybe only do a half an hour session in the studio with the bride. Maybe they add the groom. It's not made for the wedding party, but specifically for her. So the bride could see the samples we have and say, I really like this backdrop. Let's do some shots with that because my dress has this kind of look to it. So I think this would look really good. So we would work with the bride to enable to do that on the wedding day, have it pre-set up, come into the studio, do the shots, and then go to the next location. So just another way to show a bride looking glamorous. Doing shots on the street and all that sort of stuff is not a glamorous bride. It's kind of got that contrast. A lot of brides want that glamour. So we're kind of moving it back to glamour and creating those really stunning, beautiful images.
You were saying that it could be done during the hair and makeup trial?
Yes, a lot of brides will have hair and makeup done a month before just to see if they like that style of hair for their wedding day. We've also had a couple brides ask us, like, is this something we could get a trial done of our hair and makeup, have our wedding dress on, come into the studio and to do that kind of shot before the wedding day. Sometimes the wedding day may not allow for the time, so we're able to do this a month ahead of time and do those shots. So that's something that we're also offering to our brides as well. If you require more information, you can give our studio a call, 345-6704, or you can just send us an email, alan@alandixon.com.